Welcome back, if you just tuned in. You're about 45 minutes late. We start the program right after the top of the hour. You missed a great interview, but glad you're here. We've got a little five-minute segment here, something I've never done. We have a Skype guest, Michelle Cook, a fellow realtor I've known for many years. Michelle, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow. You sound like you're in the room. You sound great. And I've been reading about Michelle Cook. Again, I've known her for years, local realtor. And I've given you enough plugs. So I'm not going to tell you who you work for, Michelle. But she's going to tell us what her situation is. She apparently is, not apparently, she is stuck in Peru. And we're going to get the details on how she got stuck there and why and what life is like. I just want to mention something real quick, Michelle. I was listening to a doctor on the radio earlier today, and they were talking about these. He was disdaining all these numbers. People, more and more people are getting it, more and more people getting it. And his point, which I had thought of before, and it's always good to quote someone who supports your position, that the numbers are, yes, it's important, but if people aren't dying from it, those are the more important numbers. So the fact that more and more people are getting it is not as concerning. And I did look up Peru, and fortunately, the number of deceased in Peru is very low. So anyway, tell us why you got stuck in Peru, and what's life like there now?
Okay, so we came here for vacation for 2 weeks to celebrate my birthday. We were going to do an Amazon cruise down the river and hike Machu Picchu. So we're really excited about that. And just for the record, at the time we took this trip, there were no travel restrictions on Peru. In fact, there was, I think, one case in Peru. And we had sort of done our research and decided to make the trip anyway. So just for the record. So we came here 3 days into our trip. A day before we were to hike Machu Picchu, we got a call in the middle of the night from our tour company, and they told us that, frantically told us, that we needed to get out of the country right away, that Peru was going to close her borders at midnight the following night, and that we needed to get out. So, of course, there are over 2,000 Americans here. We're all scrambling to get out, and no one could. There were no planes. We could not get out. And so the borders closed at midnight that night, and we were all stuck. We came from Sacred Valley to Cusco at the suggestion of our tour company, because Cusco's a bigger city, less isolated. They thought it would be a better place for us to land. We were actually going to stay in the hotel we're in now anyways, 3 days after all this happened. So we're in that hotel. It's a great hotel. There's about 60 other Americans in this hotel with us, and I think about 1,000 in Cusco and another big group in Lima, and then the rest are kind of spread all out. So we're on lockdown. We can't leave the hotel. We can leave our rooms, but we can't leave the hotel unless you want to go get something at a pharmacy. You have to go one person per family, and you have to carry your passport. It's dead silent out there. There are policemen everywhere, and we're just in a kind of a hurry-up-and-wait game. There are many of us that are fine, like my husband and I, but there are some people that have a strong need to get home for health reasons, family reasons, financial reasons. So we're really trying as a group to put the word out. We've called our congressmen. We've gotten involved with the media, whatever we can do. And I think it is working, because it sounds like, you know, Trump and our administration is working on that and trying to get us home. We don't have any other word beyond that right now, but hopefully it'll be soon.
Yeah, so they gave you a little over 24 hours to get out of the country, but at the same time, they shut down any avenue for you to get out of the country.
It's exactly what happened, Mark. And we would have, but we were in Sacred Valley, which is about 2 hours from Cusco, and we would have had to get to Cusco, and then we would have had to get a flight from Cusco to Lima, and then Lima to the U.S. So it just wasn't happening. We had one of our new friends, our new American friends from the resort that we were at, try to charter a plane, and found one within that 24-hour period. It was $180,000 for 13 seats. Decided to wait. So it was, you know, virtually impossible. No one got out. And Trump made some comment on the news the other day that we were all late that he offered us some time, and then we were all late, which didn't happen at all. We were all frantically trying to get out. Our tour companies were, our tour guides, everybody was out like helping, but we just couldn't get, it just couldn't happen.
Yeah, they gave you a 24-hour notice to perform, and there was no way for you to perform. That's a,
well said, like a realtor. That's great. Yes, exactly. That's perfect.
That is so unfortunate, and I know it's frantic, and they wanted to create this, but it's kind of sad that the government didn't simply create a path for you to get out. I'm hoping. So you think you got a couple of thousand people that would take a lot of planes?
Yeah, and I think, I think it's going to take a while. I think it's going to have to be systematic. We all registered with the embassy. The embassy here basically ignored us until this really got out, and they're actually still kind of ignoring us. But we all registered with the embassy and with the government and with this and with Peru so that they know who we are, where we are, and what our needs are, like some people that have medical needs and need to get out. So I think they're prioritizing it, and I think they're going to start in Lima and then come to Cusco and then, you know, branch out from there. So I think it's going to be systematic.
Michelle Cook, local realtor. I've known her for years. She is in a hotel. She's okay, but as she mentioned, some fellow Americans with health issues. I think you said one was pregnant. Financial issues, businesses. Some have young kids going nuts. So it's a tough situation. Thankfully, you're not in an area that's really being hard hit. We presume you're keeping safe, and we wish you well. And thanks for telling us your story.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Have a great day.
All right, we'll be in touch.
Stop over there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Michelle Cook. Wow. It's hard to believe. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.